influencers. An Irish dentist are saying yes, and there have been some bad consequences. Dr. Caroline Robbins is chair of the GP committee, indeed, of the Irish Dental Association, and a dentist at Kiwi Dental in Carlow. She joins me on the line today. Good morning to you. I was looking, they showed me some of the TikTok trends and otherwise, and people filling their own teeth and that with nail files and all that, filing them down. Have you come across much of this, can I ask you, Dr. Robbins?
It just makes your skin crawl, doesn't it, when you think about it?
Yeah, I'm not feeling well. I'm closing my own teeth and no. I don't want to talk about it really. But anyway, this is radio. You can't see me talking.
I would have plenty of people come in, and often be the younger demographic that would come in and say, they'd ask me to file their teeth down, can you file my teeth flat? And because I don't like the points, these canines, they don't like the points on them. They want these teeth like they see on television shows and say reality TV and things like that. They want this sort of white, flat, all the teeth the same length look. And so they come in and ask me if I file teeth, and I just say no, because you don't realize, obviously, once they take tooth structure away, it doesn't grow back, and it's incredibly sensitive to the, where I cut away, the area underneath is very sensitive and could be, and very damaging. So I would strongly recommend that I don't do it to them, and strongly suggest that they don't do it at home. Now, I've seen the TikToks myself. It's quite alarming, really.
It is, but I mean, if they just looked in the mirror and said, look, I'm fine the way I am, but look, young people are young people nowadays, and I mean, this huge pressure is on them. But the damage that they can do to their teeth by filing their teeth with nail files, it's just not right.
It is crazy. I mean, they are, we are seeing it. And look, I have a teenage daughter, and look, 2 nights ago I was helping her with a science project, and she was sitting there staring with the mirror in her mouth and said, I hate my teeth. And I said to her, what are you talking about? She's very lucky. She's in a very privileged position to have had, she's had her braces. She's got lovely straight teeth. Beautiful teeth, but she's sitting there with the mirror right in front of her, and she showed me then, look at this girl on Facebook and Instagram, her teeth are, look how white her teeth are, look how straight they are. And I said, well, for a start, the girl's using a filter. You can see that for a start. The teeth are abnormally white. There's no way that's a filter on there. I said, she's also been filmed at a distance. Her teeth look straight. I said, hold the mirror at arm's length, honey, and look at your teeth. They look lovely and straight. Yeah. I said, that's how people see you. You don't see yourself in this, we're in the mirror. I have lots of young girls. I had one 2 weeks ago, beautiful girl came in and sat in the chair and said, I want my teeth to be bright white, straight across the front, all one length. And she said, I want bondings done. And I had to explain to her that bondings weren't what she needed. If she was looking to get that result, bondings weren't going to give that result. She had beautiful, healthy teeth, and a couple of tweaks here and there with perhaps some Invisalign or something like that, just to change the position of a couple of teeth, would have made the difference that she was looking for. And and bleaching them would have freshened them up. And that's what. And she said, no, I don't have any time. I'm not interested in that. She was more interested in me wanting to cut her teeth down and give her this fake look. And I just couldn't believe it. I was just like, look, I'm really sorry. I won't be doing it for you. I can't in good faith. I just couldn't ethically do that to you.
But you see, that's the dentist in you, so it is, Dr. Robbins. That's also indeed the parent in you as well. So the key message then in 60 seconds that we give to parents, what would you say to them? They're at school, these young people perhaps are at school today or at study. What would you say to them?
It's difficult. Look, I would always say to parents, look, get the children in. I would always recommend kids come in and look, let the dentist have a look. Get teeth cleaned up. Just get simple things done. Always let us have a chat to them. I always say, just talk to your children. Like, I talk to mine and say, look, honey, these things aren't, this is not real life. Don't be construed by what people are saying to you and what you're seeing on Instagram, because they're not always real. And just trying to explain that to the underage group is difficult. It's very, what the outside is, what's looking like, is very, they're very dependent. That's key. We just find, unfortunately, sometimes they come and sit in the chair and they may have bought X, Y, and Z, but they're not looking after the inside, and what they're buying is not doing them any good anyway.
All right. Listen, you keep up the good work. We'll touch base with you again. But thank you indeed for just making me talk funny today. But thank you for joining us, Dr. Caroline Robbins, Chair of the GP Committee of Irish Dental Associations, indeed, and a dentist at Kiwi Dental in